Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news.
Luke, with the rise of iPads and digital readers, paper periodicals are coming up with new ways to keep sales up. For example, the publishers of Field and Stream magazine claim you can do something with their latest print issue that you just can't do with an iPad. What?
Can I have a hint?
Well, actually, you could do this with an iPad, but you'd have to be really, really mad at it, somewhat foolhardy, and armed.
You could shoot a gun at it?
Yes.
It's a target?
Yes. They're advertising this is a magazine that
they
you
do have an
shoot
app for
at.
That.
The cover of Field and Stream screams, "Shoot this magazine," above a paper target and with another pullout target inside the magazine. Says Field and Stream's shotguns editor, quote, "This is something you can't do with an iPad." He then reconsidered and said, quote, "Well, you can take an iPad out and shoot it, but it's prohibitively expensive." Other magazines are quickly getting in on this custom game. There's a new Architectural Digest, which you can use to balance your broken IKEA coffee table. There's the hot-selling Us Weekly's Scratch and Sniff issue. Stars, they smell just like us. Avoid the Nick Nolte feature. And then there's the new edition of The Economist. It has a special interactive feature only available in the print edition. When you hold it right in front of you on the train, it makes you look like a pretentious ass. So.
You can do that with the iPad.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.